गोपाद की जय, रंध्रा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय, समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। विल बी रीडिंग दिस मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर 8 ऑफ कैंटो 8 श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। विलोकयन्ति निरवद्याम् आत्मनः पदं ध्रुवं चाव्याभिचारी सद्गुणं गंधर्वा सिद्धासुरा यक्षा चारणा त्रैपिस्त प्रयादिषु नानाविन्दता विलोकयन्ति निर्वद्यमात्मनः पदं ध्रुवं चाव्यभचारि सद्गुणं गन्धर्वसिद्धासुरयक्षचारणा त्रैपिस्तापेयादिषु नानावविन्दत। विलोकयन्ति निर्वद्यमात्मनः पदं ध्रुवं चाव्यभचारि सद्गुणं गन्धर्वसिद्धासुरयक्षचारणा त्रैपिस्त्याप्ये पेयादिषु नान्व व्यन्दिता। विलोकयन्ति निर्वद्यमात्मनः पदं ध्रुवं चाव्यभिचारि सद्गुणं गंधर्व सिद्धासुर यक्ष चारणा त्रैपिष्ट पेयादिषु नान्वविन्दत विलोकयन्ति निर्वाद्यमात्मनः पदं ध्रुवं चाभ्यभिचारि सद्गुणम् गन्धर्वसिद्धासुरयक्षचारणा त्रैपिष्टपेयादिषु नान्वन्दिता विलोकयन्ति निर्वाणवतम् आत्मनः परं ध्रुवं चाव्यभिचारि सद्गुणम् गन्धर्वसिद्धासुरयक्षचारणा त्रैपिष्टपेयादिषु नान्वविन्दत विलोकयन्ति observing, examining, niravadyam, without any fault, atmanaha, for herself, padam, position, dhruvam, eternal, cha, also, Abhyabhichari Satgunam, without any change of qualities, Gandharva, among the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha, the inhabitants of Siddha Loka, Asura, the demons, Yaksha, the Yakshas, Charana, the inhabitants of Charana Loka, Traipistapeya Adishu, and among the demigods, Na, not, Anvavindata, could not accept any one of them. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. While walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Charanas, and denizens of heaven, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was scrutinizingly examining them, but she could not find anyone naturally endowed with all good qualities. None of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. Purport. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, having been generated from the ocean of milk, was the daughter of the ocean. Thus, she was allowed to select her own husband in a Swayamvara ceremony. She examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayana, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in the material world. Because I am not sure if I am only supposed to discuss this verse or more verses, I am just leaving at that point. I guess we will just discuss this verse and keep it short. Om Ajnana Timirandasya ज्ञानांजना शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। So Hare Krishna, is my voice loud enough? Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna Mataji. Mataji, are you aware if... you are looking, okay. So, well, Mataji looks at what needs to be spoken or discussed today. Thank you for joining for this Saturday morning's Bhagavatam discussion. We've been reading in this chapter about the churning of the milk ocean. So far, so many things have come. What is the real aim of churning this milk ocean? What is the ultimate goal? Nectar, yes. We want nectar. That's the ultimate goal of this churning. And so many different things have come already. Different auspicious items, different opulent items, powerful items, and also one very not so auspicious or welcome item also, poison. The I guess it's one, what you can call as one mass weapon of mass destruction that was also generated from this ocean churning, milk ocean churning. Nevertheless, Lord Shiva, being very kind to humanity and everybody else, he put it in his, which part of his body he saved it? In his neck. So, Radhika, what is the name of Lord Shiva? Does she know? She will know. Why, I mean, the name that Lord Shiva got by keeping the poison in his neck? Nilakantha. His kantha are the, we have the kanti or kantamala, this neck beads. So that is decorating. When you look at Lord Shiva's neck, of course, it's decorated with a snake, but his neck itself is colored blue, dark blue, or somewhat blackish. Reason is because he's hiding that poison. So, many things have come up, and then this is the latest, is none other than the Supreme Lord's consort, Goddess of Fortune. And when Goddess of Fortune appeared, it is said that she wanted to reside in the heart of Lord Vishnu, Narayana. Prabhupada says in a few verses before, actually I thought that's the verse we are going to discuss, so I actually came prepared for that verse. But in any case, it's a continuation of the same topic. So she wanted to be on the chest, the bosom of Lord Vishnu. And we understand this also from our teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we have to invite our into our hearts, Lord Krishna. The process of chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is given to us through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We are trying to invite Lord Krishna to reside in our heart. And Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, she is selecting the place for her to stay in this whole cosmic manifestation. The Swargaloka, the Narakas, the Narakalokas, the Bhuloka, Bhu or Swarga, the three types of planetary systems, different people. Of all the things, she chose the heart of Lord Vishnu, the chest. So, it is said that we cannot invite Lord Krishna to our hearts until the heart is clean. So the process is Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam. Through the process of chanting of the holy name, we try to clean our hearts so that Lord Krishna can stay. And wherever Lord Krishna is or Lord Vishnu is, there is his consort in his heart. And in Bhagavad Gita, we read and we hear from Krishna that Ishvara Sarvabhutani Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtate. That means he is already situated, always situated in the heart of every living being. So one can say that, okay, so there is already Vishnu or Krishna in our hearts. It is true, in the form of Paramatma. He is already situated, always situated, irrespective of our conditioning, irrespective of the body that we take. He is always there. In all living entities, as a super soul, he is already there. And he takes the... So, one of my inspirations is like, the Krishna wants to reside in the heart of a devotee. And the devotee seeks a place in Krishna's heart. Like in this case, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, she seeks a position in the heart of Lord Krishna. And one of the qualifications here, it is mentioned, it is, niravadyam. Niravadyam, that is in the second word in this. Niravadyam means without any fault. This is the qualification Lakshmi Devi is looking, searching. How many people are listed here? Millions of people. I mean, different categories of people. Gandharvas. Do you know who Gandharvas are famous for? Or what Gandharvas are famous for? Singing, yes. Their singing is melodious, beautiful singing. Out of this world, as they say. They are out of this world, obviously. They are in a different planet, Gandharva Loka. They have their own planet where you can, if you go there, then you can hear all this melodious singing. And they are singing the names of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, hymns of Vedas. Always. So, and then the yakshas, this asuras, of course, the demons, they're right there when their ocean is being churned. The siddhas, those who have perfected siddhaloka vasis. Charanas, the denizens of heaven, swargaloka vasis. Lakshmi Devi, it is mentioned, people or different types of living entities, from the lowest to the highest. She is scrutinizingly examining each and one, every one of them. For what? Because everybody has some fault, some covering. It is said that cleanliness is next to godliness, right? And we want to keep the place clean so that God can reside. And it is also said, my parents used to say this all the time, keep the house clean. Of course, when I was growing, whenever they were saying it is, immediately my father would say, Lakshmi Devi won't enter. If the house is not clean, Lakshmi Devi won't enter. It is with whatever, it's not the devotional aspect, it's not the pure devotion aspect, but it is the fact. If there is any sort of unclean behavior or unclean atmosphere, Lakshmi Devi cannot reside in that place. It's fact, and that's what we are reading. And the fact that my parents didn't explain is this, that she is actually looking for Krishna. And Krishna also does not stay in an unclean place. And like we said, cleanliness is next to godliness. If the place itself is not clean, how can God come and stay there? It's filthy, or it's not clean, it's not appropriate. We invite a big person, supposing the mayor of Chicago or the governor of Illinois, and we keep an unclean plane or place or something, and then say, hey, come here. It's disrespectful. It's not appropriate for, according to the position. If we are inviting a higher stature person, then we have to make sure that they are properly treated in a clean and proper environment. If the place is not clean, then again, it's disrespectful. So Krishna cannot stay in God cannot stay in an unclean place. So how can we expect that his devotee, Lakshmi Devi, to stay? Cleaning of our heart, cleaning of the house, cleaning of the temple is because we want Krishna to stay. And more so here, it's not just the external, but mostly about the internal aspect. Lakshmi Devi is searching in each of these people. In the text it says, none of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. False. It is not that Lakshmi Devi is trying to find faults. They're there. Somebody doesn't have to try very hard to find faults. Just by the nature of our conditioning, we have faults. Just by the fact that Prabhupada said that the fact that we have a material body, that means we are conditioned. That means we have a material conditioning. That means we are fallen. So the fact that we have a material body itself is a proof that we have faults. Whatever the variety of that faults, the faults may be different of category. But the point is that whatever those faults are, chanting of the holy name, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that's the process given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the chanting of the holy name, we can overcome. So, in the purport, Prabhupada says that she examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayana, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in the material world. So, this is very, very prevalent thing. And as the Kali Yuga is progressing, it's becoming actually even more prevalent. People are looking to be called as gods. Have you seen? Everywhere, people want to be called as gods. In some way, shape or form, they want to be the supreme controllers, Ishwaras. They want to be the most opulent people. They want to be the most famous people. They want to be the most, you name it, whatever is that quality. That's what they want. And they're competing against each other. And one of the easiest ways, it is said, is to through this process. I heard in a lecture by I think Gaur Gopal Prabhu that there are different careers in the path in this modern education system. Like if you are a doctor, at the end of the 10 years or so, you may save maybe some tens of millions of dollars or something, some hundreds of thousands of dollars or something. If you are an engineer, you can save a certain amount. You can live well, you can do some, pay your bills, do something. And if you are a software professional, you could do well. If you are a politician, still, like hundreds of millions of dollars by the end of your tenure, you could save. But if you are a spiritualist, you could overcome all these people. So-called spiritualist. I'm not talking about a spiritualist in a true sense. The so-called spiritualists are the pseudo-religionists, that the Babas and Yogis and the so-called Bhagavans or the so-called gods and goddesses. You know their wealth? The amount of money they save? Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Because they get donations. People give them donations left and right for their cause. So the devotee was joking that choose your career carefully. Why are you going after engineering and all these things? You just become a pseudo-religionist. You can earn a lot of money. So that's the people, that's the thing. They all want to be called as God. But Prabhupada is clearly stating that no one can supersede Narayana. Because that's one quality. Or out of the many people that are there, this is one of the qualities that Lakshmi Devi is looking, searching, scrutinizingly examining. Who is the person that doesn't have any faults? And she finds Lord Vishnu, Narayana. And then, okay, I'm taking the shelter of Narayana at his lotus feet. So that's why we see all the time she's inside his heart, and at the same time she's serving the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu is laying down on the milk ocean. We see that picture on Bhagavatam cover, right? Like through his pores of his body, all the universes are coming out. And Lakshmi Devi is massaging his feet. This is the most important qualification. And as we said, Krishna wants to reside. He's already residing in our hearts, but he wants to reside in the place in the heart of his devotee. He states that very clearly. I am situated in the heart of my devotee, and the devotee can give me to whoever he wants. So our plea through Srimati Radharani is that somehow let us make our hearts clean. We call out Hare, energy of Radharani, energy of Krishna, Radharani. Please make our hearts a better place so that Lord Krishna can stay. You can find, that's fine. I guess I'm also almost done. So that's fine. And I wanted to seek your blessings, and I know that you're looking, so I didn't know that you will be in the audience today, so I'm sorry that today I'm here sitting and speaking in front. So the few points to summarize is that we have to keep the heart clean. That's very, very difficult task in one sense. Somehow it appears to be difficult than churning of the milk ocean, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, we don't have the experience of churning of the milk ocean, but keeping the heart clean, or at least making the heart clean, Keeping means it's already clean, but our efforts are to make the heart clean, the beginning process. But we have a hope. The hope is that somebody whose heart is clean is encouraging us. Somebody whose heart has no other faults, somebody who has no other motivation other than service of the concert of Krishna and Krishna himself. The very quality that the concert of Krishna is looking for, no faults. With that, we approach, or we try to approach Srimati Radharani, that please let me engage in your service. And when the heart is clean, Krishna can stay. When Krishna, wherever Krishna is there, Goddess of Fortune is also there. She cannot decide. In the very introduction and the very first chapter, first two chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada repeatedly, and especially in the second chapter, this word Madhava is used. And this word, when Madhava is used, Prabhupada gives the purport, the significance of the word of Madhava. Wherever Krishna is there, there is Goddess of Fortune, Goddess of Fortune. There is this Fortune 500 companies, and we work for the Goddess of Fortune company. Or hope to. So, when we have the shelter of Krishna, the external situation may be different. It may look, for example, Kolavecha Sridhar. He is not a rich guy. He is not the most opulent person, but he has richness in his heart. His heart is clean. So much so that every day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, would go to his house, his poor heart, which is leaking everywhere. It is said that his heart has more holes than the leaves to cover it. So if it rains, it would leak from everywhere. That's the house he would live in. And to that house, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go. So, as we, in the beginning we discussed that if we have to invite, the place has to be clean, appropriate, but what is this? Not so rich or aristocratic place, but Lord Chaitanya is going. Because the heart is clean. It doesn't matter with the externals, whether one has opulence or not, whether one has so much riches, wealth from a materialistic standpoint. That Krishna may facilitate in whichever way he wants. For example, in case of Prabhupada, when he came, he didn't have much money. And then he was looking for money, not necessarily that, okay, I need money to start this movement. He was looking for followers. He wanted to start the movement. He wanted to somehow initiate the movement in the Western world. He wants to preach. So, whatever minimum amount of possessions he had, even those were stolen. But when Krishna chose, he got all the wealth. When Krishna decided, he got a lot of wealth. But not even a single penny he used for his own purpose, for his so-called enjoyment. Every penny under his watch was accounted for. Every penny is accounted for propagating Krishna consciousness. And he got millions of dollars in donations. People were giving, so much so that he was able to spend and to build these temples that we are now sitting and worshipping. This is a proof that Krishna can manifest in for his devotee the riches or the so-called wealth in whichever way he wants. That's up to him. But from our side, the effort is sincerely to try to clean the heart so that he can come and stay and give that opportunity to others, and then let the magic of Krishna happen. And it will happen. We have seen in the examples of Prabhupada and his followers the magic happening. So, any comments or discussion? Mataji, please share anything that I'm sure I didn't cover the whole thing. I just blabbered something. So,
just thinking. You made the very wonderful point of the necessity for ongoing chanting to clean the heart, not implying that the heart's already clean and we're keeping it clean, which I was appreciating. And you were also drawing our attention to the fact that Lakshmi Devi comes where there's a clean environment. So, in some sense, it would appear that great good fortune comes to the person who is chanting. So perhaps you would be kind enough to perhaps explain something in the way in which the good fortune is manifest when Lakshmi Devi does come where somebody is maintaining the chanting process.
Every morning we read this Chito Darpana Majanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitranam Vidya Vatho Jeevanam. So these are all the different blessings in one sense, are the auspicious things that come from the chanting of the holy name. Anandambhuri Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swapnam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, it is the Param Vijayate. It is the most victorious, most glorious thing that can happen in our heart. The mercy of devotees is what qualifies us to where we are today, or where we would be. It is the only thing that guides us on the path of devotional service. That mercy can only be given by a devotee who has the devotional service or who has the bhakti. And if the devotees are merciful, then they can give us that, the bhakti unto Krishna. And the devotee's mercy is achieved when we sincerely serve, and when we sincerely, two things, hearing and serving, sadhus. When we approach the sadhus, we serve, we hear from them. That with the pranipatana. So through the process of chanting, when we try to approach the devotees, it is the whole chanting is a plea to the mother, Radharani, please engage us in the service of Krishna. She has that already. She is already serving the lotus feet of Krishna all the time, 24 hours, 365 days. And she is the most qualified person. And so if she desires, she can give us that. Our teaching is that we serve the devotees of the devotees who are serving Lord Chaitanya and who is serving the process of discipline parampara, that we want to serve the devotees of the devotees who is serving Radha and Krishna. For through the chanting, when the about the point about the cleaning, it cannot happen by our effort alone. It needs the mercy. Because in the conditioned state, we are controlled by the same faults that we have. The same faults guide us, the same faults rule us, the same faults dictate us, our own conditioning. And we may not even know. Or even if we know, we may not even know how to overcome those. Even if we know how to overcome those, our strength is limited. What Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita is, Mama Maya Duratyaya. This material energy is very difficult to overcome. So when the material energy is so difficult to overcome, how can we overcome with our own strength the very faults that we have in our heart? It's not possible. Just like the example, like if somebody is tied, if my both hands are tied, I cannot untie myself. Somebody who has no tied hands or whose hands are free, they can come and untie. So that person has to be liberated already in order to remove me from my own conditioning. My own strength is not enough. From my side, when they come, I should not hide my hands somewhere to say that, oh, I'm comfortable in this conditioning, or I'm comfortable with this, leave me alone. Just, I'm fine. I'm fine answer. I'm not fine. Please remove this. So it may not happen overnight. It does not happen overnight because this condition is for a long, long time. I cannot imagine being liberated. This is how I am. So the plea is to the devotees of Krishna. Please let me overcome this anartha, this fault. And when they try to, some little cooperation, okay, how about if I do like this, somehow, slowly, slowly. So cooperation from our side, just the willingness to let that magic happen. Magic will happen, but we have to be willing to surrender the different types of surrender. But at least the auspiciousness in the heart then starts to happen. The cleanliness, as slowly and slowly or surely, as the anarthas are being eradicated, whatever is left is light, brilliant light that's coming from Krishna. Because Krishna is already there as a super soul. Right now, because our own heart is covered, we cannot say ourselves what to speak of seeing Krishna. But when the heart is cleansed by the process of chanting of the holy name in a playful manner, and as we try to serve the devotees, please them, hopefully their mercy comes into our lives. And that mercy is the strength for us to overcome our own anarthas. Thank you. I don't know, I spoke something, but hopefully. Any other comments or questions? Discussion? Yes.
So I have one question. A conditioned soul under heavy conditioning, when they look into their heart, they'll just see darkness or blank. They won't be able to see anything. But this whole class you've been talking about, we're cleaning our hearts. So someone who actually has their heart cleaned completely, they can actually see the Supreme Lord Krishna in their heart residing. Is that correct?
Can you rephrase? I'm having some difficulty in my left ear, so
When someone has their heart cleaned completely, when they look into their heart, what will they see?
Oh, what will they see?
Yeah.
Yeah. They can see themselves and they can see Krishna. Just like the sun, Prabhupada gives this example of the sun rising. And before sunrise, wherever I am, whether inside or outside, of course, no electricity. Let's say no electricity, no bulbs. But wherever I am, everywhere it's dark. And surrounding me, if everything is dark, I cannot see myself. Have you been in a dark room where you cannot see yourself? So same thing, we cannot see ourselves. And as the morning happens, at the dawn, the sun rises, and then as the sun rises, sun comes out, and with the sun rays, you can see the light around you. You can see the sun, and you can see yourself. So the same thing, as the darkness of ignorance from the heart is cleansed, this is how Prabhupada explains. As the darkness of ignorance from the heart is cleansed, one can see oneself and one can see the super soul or Krishna. That's the self-realization. That once the anarthas in the heart are removed, nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. We have to serve the Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam regularly in order to remove the nasta prayeshu abhadreshu, the heart's abhadras. There is Subhadra Maharani, and then in our heart, instead of Subhadra Maharani, we have abhadras. So these abhadras have to be eradicated in order for the bhaktir bhavati naishtike, that bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any motivations. So when that is awoken, then one can clearly see oneself as well as Krishna. So yes, long way to go. Yes, Prabhu. Jitendra Prabhu.
Simply by hearing the spiritual master is not enough. The service has to be performed, which creates the reciprocal cycle or circle. That's correct, right, Prabhu?
Yes, that's my understanding too. So there is hearing itself is a service.
Yes.
And at the same time, that hearing is two types of hearing. One is active hearing, another is passive hearing. Mm. Passive hearing means, yes, I'm hearing, but I don't do anything. But if I do something, that's very effective. Like so, just like the rubbing the soap on our body while showering.
Submissive.
It may take a while, but sorry, go ahead.
Submissive oral reception.
Yes.
But service has to be there. And actually, like you said, it says that one is worshiping me with his intelligence by, you know, listening.
Sure.
Just, you know.
Or reading.
Yeah, reading or hearing is the same.
Sure.
Some people have that mixed up, but
sure.
You seem to have a better understanding. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope to have one day. Right now I don't. All right. Thank you all for tolerating and blessing me to be here today. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.